Chapter 63, Company Objectives. Each year, the company's board of directors sets annual company objectives. This involves a substantial amount of consideration and debate among the executive team and the members of the board about business strategy, competitive landscape, and potential levels of investment. The board has the option of raising additional capital, or using other forms of financing, or deciding the company should focus instead on becoming cash flow positive, potentially at the expense of growth, or anything in between. The overall guidance this year was to continue to grow and improve the core business, not taking the eye off the ball in terms of helping employers fill jobs, helping seekers find jobs, and continuing to grow the business with strong growth rates. This year, however, the company has decided there is a promising expansion opportunity in pursuing large enterprises. And they want to look into broadening the company's products and go-to-market capability to better serve this market. The company had been getting multiple inquiries from enterprises for at least 2 years. These were primarily coming from HR people who had used the jobs marketplace at former companies and believed it would be a better solution than what they found at their new company. They have decided to increase the investment level by funding an additional product team, 6 additional people, as well as additional enterprise-specific sales, marketing, and customer success staff, 11 additional people. The board explained that if this initial foray into enterprise goes well, they expect to make a more sizable investment the following year. As a reminder, these company objectives are coming from the senior executive team with the support and approval of the board of directors. These are presented here in OKR format, but what is important is, one, their focus on a small number of meaningful objectives, and two, they are measuring the results based on business results. Objective 1, continue to grow core business. Key result 1, grow core business revenue by at least 25%. Key result 2, reduce annual employer churn from 6% down to 5% or lower. Key result 3, increase seeker success rate from 23% to at least 27%. Objective 2, establish company as a proven provider for enterprise class companies. Key result 1, demonstrate product market fit by developing no fewer than 6 enterprise class reference employers.